Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two to three old guys talk about old games. This week, we have hit the number two spot in Dorkly's top 25 N64 games with Super Smash Brothers. And of course, we had to bring on the resident Super Smashologist, the other part of Tadpog's sweetheart, Josh Nance.
Thanks, hey Josh. For having me, guys.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We were supposed to have Josh and I, our friend Nolan was going to be on. My intros were to get Nolan's stories out of him, because he has some funny stories. But since he's not here, I guess I'll just have to tell some of Nolan's stories for him.
It's fine. I'll pretend to be him. Okay. I've never met him, so just welcome me to the show.
Welcome to the show, Nolan.
Oh, thanks, man. It's good to be here.
Let me tell some stories about you in high school and college that are very embarrassing.
Oh, man. I didn't come all this way to be embarrassed. I haven't seen you in months, and you're going to embarrass me on
years.
I haven't seen you in years, dog, and you're going to embarrass me on your internet radio show?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Because, let's see. Well, Nolan, because I wanted him on the show, he asked me to be on, and I thought this was a good one because his house was where we played Smash Brothers. He had him and his brother's rooms were above their garage, and it was connected to their house by like a long hallway and a long set of stairs. So they basically had their own wing of the house.
Sounds like,
exactly.
That's cool.
So I had their two rooms, pool table, like two TVs with video game systems set up. Damn, and
sounds like the Foot Clan's hideout. Damn, they were living in the Foot Clan's hideout.
We basically spent almost our entire junior year of high school over there. So we played a ton of Smash Brothers on the N64 over there. So that's why I wanted him on. But Nolan, I think I've talked about him before. One story about old One Nut, because Nolan was the one who, he has two testicles, allegedly. But when he was a kid, he was wearing like super short shorts and no underwear. And he was running and jumped over a barbed wire fence.
Like you do. When you're a kid, yeah.
And one of the barbs tore his nutsack open.
Oh, man, I couldn't help it. I just wanted to feel free. I never expected a barb to jump up and bite my sack.
Another story he told us, he mentioned it on Facebook the other day, so I don't know if he still holds it as such a level of pride now.
I don't know why you're talking like I'm not here.
I don't know if you hold this as a level of pride anymore, Nolan, but when you were your freshman year of college, you were very excited and very into your college, especially your dorm.
I loved going to Notre Dame. It was great.
I think you went to West Kentucky, but they call us the Notre Dame of Western Kentucky. You were on the second floor, the second room on the second floor.
Yeah, double deuces.
So you had a great amount of pride. So you wanted to unite with your brethren on that floor. So,
oh, yeah, I love my brethren.
You took a metal coat hanger and, you know, unwound it so it was a straight metal stick, and you bent a 22 into the metal, got a lighter, and you heated it up until it was red hot, and then you branded yourself on the thigh with 22.
Oh, man. And
in reference to your floor.
That was not my wisest time.
I've seen video of, I don't know, I think it was the presidential, was it Clinton? No, it was Gore and Bush, I think. And you, you're back then, you were a notorious conservative, so you were very pro-Bush.
I mean, I still am a little bit, but I'm more moderate. I don't. Let's talk about the Tea Party. I don't really agree with modern Republican politics so much as I mean, things were a lot tamer back then.
Are you upset about John Boehner quitting after the Pope's visit?
Oh, man, don't even get me started.
He was too moderate. He had to go.
It's true. His party cheered that he was going away. It's fucking crazy.
I did not. I, for one, did not cheer when he left.
Because what was he? He was, in some poll, the fourth most conservative Republican in America or some shit like that. Yeah. Boo. Too liberal. So I watched a video where you lost a bet concerning the election and made out with your roommate, your buddy Lip, through a sheet of dental.
How did he get that nickname?
Through a sheet of dental dam.
Oh, it's not so gay.
It wasn't gay.
Well, not gay so like just, that.
There's a little piece of plastic in between it, and they really went at it for a while.
You know, a funny thing about Lip is that he just knew how to rub the tutu. He just knew how to do it.
Well, I've got more worse intro stories, Nolan, but unless you were here to tell them, I'm not going to tell them. But so that's it for me.
I don't think I know any stories about myself worse than those. Those sound kind of crazy.
Yep.
Kind of crazy.
You're a pretty crazy guy, Nolan.
All right. I guess I'll leave now. I'm thoroughly embarrassed.
See you in another 3 or 4 years.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Have me back on your internet radio show sometime.
All right.
You know an accent slip from time to time.
What Nolan accent? I don't know what you mean.
Dave, when did you get here?
I don't know. I pass this really cute guy on the way in, though.
Well, you never know. Out here in the annex, I have cute guys coming in and out all the time.
Like Josh and Josh.
I lure people in from Craigslist, say, come be on my cute boy cast.
That's you. You're making all those posts. Shit. What's up, internet? I'm Dave. I am your bespectacled host, and I had an intro prepared. I actually had one prepared where it was about learning things late in life that I should have known, like, much, much younger age. And then I realized that I couldn't tell it because I was wrong. I had it right to begin with. Here's the deal. I always thought that the plural... Let me start by asking a question. What's the plural of fish? What's the plural of fish?
In the Bible, they say fishes, but I would normally just say fish.
Well, the Josh? Bible's right.
Okay.
No, actually, I would say fish.
Okay, see, I always thought it was fish as well.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years ago, I can't remember who it was, but I used the word fish as a plural form of fish, and this person just thought it was hilarious. They thought it was super funny that I didn't know that the plural of fish was fishes. And I do not know why I took it at face value. I was like, all right, I guess I didn't know that the plural of fish was fishes. I just didn't know. Now that's weird that I didn't. I made it all throughout every year of school and never once did it come up. But I mean, I don't talk about fish a lot. So, I mean, yeah, it's possible. So today I was like, man, what am I going to talk about on the show? What kind of intro am I going to do? And I was reminded of fish because recently I went to barbecue on the river and they had a big tank full of fish or fishes, depending on how you swing. And I was like, all right, I'm going to talk about being super embarrassed that I didn't know the plural of fish was fishes. And then I just decided, well, let me make sure. And I looked it up. The plural of fish is fish, unless you're talking about like different species. Like different species would be like fishes, where it's like in the scientific world. Tony, please correct me. When you're talking about multiple species, they would be fishes instead of fish. So that just completely shot my intro story. But when
that guy who laughed at you was just a stupid jerk.
Well, it was weird. It was like an 80s
high school movie or something because it was where I worked in Lexington. And one person said it, and then like four other people just started laughing at me. Like, I can't believe you thought it was Fish, you dumb idiot.
It's Fish's Darv.
Exactly. So, I mean, I was pretty much just okay. I mean, that's, I guess it's Fish's. But what happened today at work when I was researching this, I got hit with, I don't know if you guys ever get migraines, but I got hit with the worst Fish-induced migraine. Like, I don't know what happened, but like once or twice a year, I get this thing where if I lived in mid-
Such as like a man in armor comes in and hits me in the head with a fish twice a year. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's a curse. It's a curse that I have it when I hit a gypsy.
I get these blinding glares of light that don't go away. If I lived in medieval times, I'd probably be
you'd have a hole in your head.
A warlock.
Not the demon.
Do you get pain with that?
Yeah, well, it depends.
Okay, because I get those. I get the spots in my vision, and yeah, they just don't go away for hours sometimes.
Yeah.
Nicole gets them too, but she has pain. I don't. It's just normal for me. Yeah. Right. I just can't look at anything.
You want me to tell you how to up that pain?
No.
Well, it's normal. I can't see anything. No, it's fine.
Let me tell you how to up that pain.
Think about fishes.
Stare at a computer screen. Because
yeah.
Like I'm at work and it's like I would have gone home today, but I had a lot of things I had to get done. So like anytime I look at something white or bright, it would just be, there would just be a spot. I'd have my regular field of vision, but there'd be just a spot that I was just blind in that spot. And then that started to move into like a crescent shape around the out, like in my peripheral vision. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably dying. I just want to throw that out there. I'm probably dying.
Mm-hmm.
My retina is detaching and I'll probably be blind. And I won't be able to do design work anymore. So I really, really, really need everyone to kick it on the Patreon so that I can eke out some kind of meager lifestyle podcasting.
$1,000 a month, you get Dave's detached retina.
It's really funny the different reactions we have. You think you're dying, yeah. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to take a nap now.
I can still see it when I close my eyes, though.
Yeah, you can, but you might as well take a nap because you're not going to get any work done on the computer, right? Can't really watch TV. I guess you could listen to it.
But. I do
so
like,
you close your eyes and there's still like this bright white spot in your vision?
Yeah.
It's like, it's got something to do with the optical nerve, I think.
I don't know. It sucks, though. It happens to me like once or twice a year. And when I could feel it coming on, and it's like what always sucks is like when I see the blinding spot, it's like, all right, I'm gonna have a migraine in 30 minutes.
Fuck, man.
It's just gonna happen. It's just here's your warning. You're gonna be miserable in 30 minutes.
It's like your fucked up Clippy that just like bloop. You're about to have a migraine.
I'd rather
wanna take a nap.
No, Clippy. I gotta work. I think I'd rather have the dude in the armor come in and hit me with a fish. At least that'd be over pretty quick.
You're just working. You just hear, shunk, shunk, shunk. I'm going to have a migraine in 30 minutes. And now I'm double down on my reasons I'm glad I have 20/20 eyesight.
Yeah.
Because that's the common link between all of you and that is you all wear glasses and contacts. And I've had nothing remotely like what you guys are describing. Yeah.
I actually feel better that you and Nicole experience it. So I guess we'll all be blind together.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll just do the laptop recording. It's fine.
Well,
you've been doing it recently anyway. You're good. You're set.
We'll have cybernetic
Tyler and three
eyes
blind
by
people
then.
Talk about video games.
We'll have cybernetic eyes. Like Google brain implants. We'll just watch YouTube videos.
No, really.
By thinking.
Yeah, I like that. Mm. What's up, Josh?
Hey. Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Or Dave, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Nolan's gone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you looked at... I look very different than Nolan. I have a 5'5 tattooed on my thigh.
Let me see that inner thigh tattoo. Was it a Zenith Eye? I really hope it was.
Oh, God. It might be.
That would fucking hurt a lot.
Yeah.
I remember.
Inner thigh I've branding. Seen
it. How dedicated are you, Dave? How dedicated are you?
It looks dedicated. Awful. Awful. Like,
you've seen it?
I've seen it. It is, man. Yeah, it's terrible.
Does it look like stretch marks going awry?
He may as well just like, if he'd also said like, no, I just took a knife and just carved it into my skin with my opposite hand. I didn't want to use my dominant hand. Right. I'd be like, that's what it does look like that.
You got a story, Josh?
Not like that. No. No stories. I ran out of stories back in the NES or the SNES days.
So. Trust me, I understand.
Well, you have more stories. Maybe just stories you're not comfortable with, super comfortable with. I can bring one up if you really want an intro story.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with not having an intro story.
What are you super embarrassed about, Josh? There can't be anything you're super embarrassed about.
I mean, you'd pass a hair... It's been long enough you'd pass a hair follicle drug test now, right? Be totally fine.
What are we... I'm not sure what you're... I'm not sure what story you're referring to. About the time I did drugs isn't really specific enough.
Shh. when that day you went to high school and you were just felt like super cool Josh.
Oh yeah, the very first time I got high.
Yeah,
I went to school. Yeah, it was a. I'm glad you remember me being as super cool because it was a fucking nightmare for me.
Here's what I love: blinding spot, take a nap, super high, go to school.
Well, you look through your Facebook pictures and like at Comic-Con with the hot girls, like sober Josh hover hands a little bit.
Hi, Josh. Okay, now that's an embarrassing story. Yeah.
Hover hands?
Yeah, being hover hands. That's embarrassing.
No, I get it though.
You just want to be nice. You don't want to touch a girl non-consensually.
There's a lot of different reasons you have hover hands. I get it. It's like, who was taking that photograph?
But like, hi, Josh walks up to like, hot girl we go to school with, and you just wrap your arm around her walking down the hall just making chit chat with her.
Yeah, God. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Of course, I knew I was going to go get high before school, but like these guys were like, I was getting like shotguns blown into me and like just
literal shotguns just in his orifices.
No, this you is how
want,
you do it.
You might want to. Not everybody in the Tadpog Nation probably does drugs. They don't know what you mean.
Now, so the people I got high with were people that I was. I gave them rides to school almost every day. We picked up
because they were high.
They were big potheads. They knew what they were doing, and they're like, "Hey, yeah, let's get Josh super high." So it was all a big game to them, and I was totally fucked up. And I remember my my first class was my pee and conditioning class, and I just
you're peeing conditioning
PE and conditioning.
Okay,
no one in Marsh County can have like a tepid stream of piss, like a full force frothy stream.
I'm thinking like the test the astronauts have to take to like before they go in space, where they're breathing in the tube. They got to make the ping pong ball go up. You're doing that with your piss.
Yeah, it's pretty much. You got somebody that just grabs your dick as hard as they can, and you just have to piss so hard that it goes through anyway. That's
and it fills up the clown's mouth until the balloon pops.
But no, PE and conditioning. Basically, you just worked out in the work, like the weight room, and I just sat there for like 2 hours doing sit-ups.
You're like you turn into like, the dad from American Beauty.
It's like, I still have abs because of that.
Good times. Mm-hmm. Good times. I was so mad at you.
I bet you were.
Oh, yeah. That was back when you were way, like, real straight
edge. When I was super, like, abusively straight edge to my friends. Yeah. You drink a beer, we're going to fight now.
Yeah, I had a friend like that in high school where every time I would swear, he'd punch me in the shoulder. I stopped being friends with him pretty quick.
Brandon is always starting to tell my mom.
Yeah, that's almost worse. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like.
Then I would beg him, please don't tell my mom. I'm going to tell her.
I'm surprised you swore in high school.
I didn't until seventh grade. Sixth grade, I was like super, like, would not cuss.
There's a hard line.
Yeah, there was this line. So yeah.
What happened in that summer?
Because that first year is just like, because I'm still like almost a fifth grader in sixth grade. But like by seventh grade, I'm a middle schooler. Yeah. Now I can cuss. Now it's fun.
Seventh grade was when we had Final Fantasy VII, and they swore in Final Fantasy VII, so it was okay.
Now it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Video games are a bad influence, right. Is what you're saying.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal when I saw Barrett swear for the first time. That was a big deal.
And you thought, man, it's not going to get any better than this. Then you meet Sid. It's a whole other ball game. You want to talk about Smash Brothers?
Yes.
Dave, do you hear that?
Is it the you blowing your nose train?
No, it's the high as fuck, I'm going to get some pussy train.
It's what? The high as fuck?
It's Cool Josh Train.
Something pussy train? I do hear the high as fuck something pussy train, which of course ushers in a segment that we like to call Dave Reads on Wikipedia. Okay, guys. Super Smash Brothers, originally released in Japan as Nintendo All-Star Daranto Smash Brothers, is a fighting game developed by HAL Laboratory and published by Nintendo for the Nintendo 64. It was released in Japan on January 21st, 1999, in North America, April 26, 1999, and in Europe on November 19th, 1999. Big year, 1999. Super Smash Brothers is the first game in the Super Smash Brothers series, followed by Super Smash Brothers Melee for GameCube in 2001, Super Smash Brothers Brawl for Wii in 2008, and Super Smash Brothers for Nintendo 3DS, then Super Smash Brothers for Wii U in 2014. That sentence had entirely way too many Super Smash Brothers in it. Wow. Also, I say Super Smash Brothers, but is it Super Smash Bros?
I always say Brothers, too. Like I say Mario Brothers. I don't say Mario Bros. So.
Yeah. Maybe we should start saying proper Bros.
If I use the Super, it depends on if I say Super. It says Super Smash Brothers or Smash Bros.
Smash Bros? You do say Smash Bros?
I have before. Okay. I usually say Super Smash Brothers.
Okay. Just depends on how...
If I just need to get it out real quick, I'd be at Smash Bros.
How many shotguns?
Well, you're one of those, say Super Smash Bros. Quit the situation.
Depends on how cool you're feeling that day. Yeah, I get it. The game is a crossover between many different Nintendo franchises, such as Mario, Donkey Kong, The Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Yoshi, Mother, F-Zero, Star Fox, Kirby, and Pokemon. It received mostly positive reviews from the media and was commercially successful, selling over 5 million copies worldwide by 2001, with 2.93 million sold in the United States and 1.97 million copies sold in Japan, which is really interesting to me that this game sold more copies in the U.S., because they were originally not going to release this game in the States.
Yeah. They barely released it in Japan, which is fucking crazy that this game almost didn't happen.
Considering how popular it is now? Yeah, absolutely.
It makes you wonder, like, what alternate dimensions are there where the games actually got made that were canceled, that were just game industry-changing games?
I love that you mentioned alternate realities in video games, because
the Berenstain Bears and some other game got made and it's huge. Yeah,
the Mandela effect of video games. If you ever go for your doctorate, you need to make that as your thesis. The Mandela
and what nutrition and culinary arts.
I was trying to think of what field like it could possibly do. Nothing game. So
I just recently read an article on arcade games that were released in Soviet Russia, and it is like alternate reality video games. I will post that link in the show notes if you want to check it out, because it is kind of like, it's not even correct to say they're like knockoff video games, they're just completely different arcade games.
Because doing research into this, so apparently there's a policy in a lot of businesses in Japan where you get Fridays, you still have to come into work, but instead of working on your big project, you get to work on whatever you want to on Fridays.
It's called Masturbation Fridays. Extremely popular.
Because I guess that's how Link's Awakening got made, and how Iwata and Sakurai made this game. They made it originally as like Dragon Fighter, the Ultimate Fighter Tournament, or some shit like that.
Dragon King.
Yeah.
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 And then it, exactly the same Smash Brothers premise, only with, you know, traditional like karate type characters. And then
the red guy, the blue guy, the yellow guy.
Yep. Yeah. And then who was it? Iwata was like, we should make Nintendo characters on this. People actually buy it. So then they show it to top brass and they're like, yeah, no, this probably is going to sell. Please. Well, fine. Here's a super, super small budget. Yeah. I guess we can make it. Only in here in Japan, though. No one's going to like this game. It's too different from any other fighting game you've ever played. Burn. God.
It's weird. It's weird that they thought people wouldn't like it because it's so different. That's like why this game is special to me.
See, I was hesitant at first when I heard about it.
Like, it's, yeah, I get it.
So I was like, you have like a percentage bar and you knocked that. That sounds like it sucks.
Because it is. There might be games like it out there, but I'm unfamiliar with them. Like the way, like I was used to fighting games being there's two guys on the screen and they fight each other until one of their bars goes from full to empty. Mm-hmm. That's like, that was a fighting game to me. And then Tekken Tag came in there and I was like, whoa, you can switch out characters. It's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, I figured, okay, that's crazy.
It can't get any crazier than this.
Yeah. There's no possible way.
Marvel's Capcom 3, don't know. That's dope. Don't even bring that in here. That's fake. It's not real.
You can tag in another partner who's not, you don't actually fight with them. They just show up and shoot a laser and then hop back. It's madness.
42 is the highest number. Does it go any higher? Does not. Don't tell me otherwise.
You know,
what about 43? You shut the fuck up.
This probably Smash Brothers probably has more in common with wrestling games than a lot of fighting games because you don't in wrestling games you get items, okay, the mechanic in Smash Brothers, you can bash somebody with a chair or something, and you have like a stamina bar, you can like beat on somebody all day long and their stamina bar will, you know, will remain at zero, but until you actually like pin them you don't win.
So it's
until,
like,
yeah, you can beat somebody until they get 999%, but until you knock them off, then you're not winning. So yeah, I'd argue that Smash Brothers is not a fighting game. It is a wrestling game.
Okay. Well,
Sakurai, the co-creator, I don't think he agrees with you that it's a wrestling game, but he lobbies that it's not a fighting game. Like the co-creator will argue that it's not. So. It's
a game where you're playing as a child. You're role playing as a child playing with toys.
Okay, can we talk about that? Because,
mm-hmm.
All right, here's my history with this series. I never played Super Smash Brothers. I never played the original.
Mm-hmm.
I started with.
Hard to go back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was a little hard to go back. I started with the GameCube version, which I can't remember if it's Melee or Brawl.
Melee.
I think that was a really. I don't like their naming conventions for the series because it doesn't make any sense. You have Melee and Brawl. And it's impossible for me to remember which one is which. And then for the 3DS and for the Wii U, it's like the fucking worst. Just number the things. Just fucking number them.
Yeah.
I get it. You want to be different and cute, but just fucking number them for the regular people like me who don't want to waste fucking brain cells on remembering, well, which one's Melee and which one's Brawl.
Melee's the one everyone loves, and Brawl's the one that everybody hated and was disappointed in.
Yeah. Yeah, the one for Wii.
Yeah.
Which, why? Because I feel like they...
It didn't improve enough.
Okay, enough. But it did improve.
It did improve.
Okay, yeah.
And some of the improvements, I guess people didn't really like the Super Smashes, and... because it was... Was it on... No, it was just on the Wii U. Wii U was the one that dropped the single player. They still had single player on Brawl, I think. But...
Yeah, I don't know because I didn't play a lot of single player.
Yeah, I didn't either.
See, I loved single player for this and Melee. Loved it. So I was sad when it was dropped because then it's like, well, I'm not going to play this game unless I have like four friends over.
Yeah.
But I loved taking each character, playing through single player mode so I got good with that character.
Yeah.
And all these different scenarios, like it was training. And at least in one, okay, it I mentioned it's hard to go back because all the elements I love about the series really start in Melee.
Okay, what elements do you love about the series?
Let's see, the single player, the big laundry list of challenges you can do that starts in Melee.
Yeah.
And the home run derby.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And the trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the single player. And, I mean, I understand, like, the limitations. Like, they had no... Now I understand, like, they had no money.
Yeah.
They had, the limitations of the N64.
Right.
I've played... This is the game I've played the most on the N64. Just because, like... We go to Nolan's house when school's over on Friday, and then we come home on like Sunday, and we've just played this almost all the way through the whole time.
Josh, that's you too. Mm-hmm. You were in on this, on the Smash Bros.
Yep, Smash Bros. Or Super Smash Brothers.
I don't
if
know.
You've got plenty of time to talk about it.
Which we do.
The clearly. Brothers of whom Smash Super League.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have gotten into it as much as I did. I already forgot which one's GameCube. Melee?
Brawl. Melee is GameCube.
Melee.
Yep.
Because Melee had all that cool stuff in it. This version that I played, the N64 version, didn't feel like it had a lot of content to it.
It's bare bones, yeah.
Because there's 8 fighters, and then you can unlock 4, which is one of the things I love about this series is the unlockable characters. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. I look forward, every time I play a Smash Brothers game, I look forward to unlocking characters. So me unlocking 4... kind of felt a little lackluster because it was one of those where it's like I unlocked Luigi, Ness, yeah. I unlocked.
That's what blew my fucking mind about this game.
Captain Falcon, and who am I forgetting?
Jigglypuff,
right. Mm-hmm. So I unlocked those 4, and then I kept playing, and I was like, all right, well, surely I'm going to unlock more. And I kept playing. I was like, all right, I know I'm out of spots where characters would go, but it's a Smash Brothers game. There's got to be more than 4 unlockable characters. And I got to the point where I looked it up. I was like, okay, that's it. We're done. That's all there is.
Because after you do single player with everybody, unlock all the characters, get all levels, it does. Unless you're playing with people, it doesn't have a ton of replay value, which I guess keeps it out of the number one spot. But really... The games that are first, second, and third, I think, the argument for them all to be interchangeable can be made.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, because I'm not sure. I'm sitting here, I'm like, Mario 64 or Super Smash Brothers. I had fun with both.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I did. I had fun with both. I feel like I am harder on this game, though, because Melee came out 2 years later. Like, only two years later, and it is... A vastly superior game.
Yeah, that's why it's super...
Vastly
unless
superior.
You started with this and have appreciation for this, like, it's hard to go back because each iteration is so much better.
But I feel like the most drastic difference was the jump from N64 to GameCube.
Yeah.
Because that is crazy better.
Yeah.
And then I feel
like... Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we'll give you some money to make this game.
Yeah, I'm sure budget, right? Budget and no longer having the limitations of the system.
Yeah.
Probably two huge factors in making a better game.
But, yeah, and this, I mean, it definitely shines in multiplayer. Like, you probably won't all get together and have a great time playing Mario 64 unless...
Right.
But, you know, all your friends are definitely going to play this together. So it's great in two very different situations.
So I got us off topic. Because, Josh, you were talking about the game starts and it's like a kid playing with dolls.
There have been several theories about what this game actually
is. It's a hand with an invisible source.
And it's snapping and things. Right. And it's zipping around the screen. And then it picks up...
Like it reaches into a box and picks
doll.
Out... Yeah, Samus.
It changes.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it changes. Okay. And that... Doll is one of the characters in the game, mm-hmm. So it's like the hand is just making them fight.
Well, I mean,
it's really weird.
Did you guys play with toys when you were little?
Well, I mean,
I like that. Yeah, I magicked my hand to go and pick it up.
You pull out your ghost glove, right. Fill it with ectoplasm, yeah. And then you put your electrodes to it, so it moves on its own.
It on a Friday. It's fine. It's fine. That's what you do on Fridays. You put your ectoplasm in the glove.
I played it a bit uplifting music. So.
Because every toy I ever had, I guess boys are raised like that. Like my Legos weren't playing house. They were all fighting for the sake of the universe every single time I sat down.
I don't appreciate your gender stereotypes, buddy. Check your privilege.
It is. That's how it was, man. That's how it was back in the day when I was a little boy. Girls played house and boys fought for the sake of the universe, man.
I hope you're not quoting something because that was fucking brilliant.
Because I know, like, I can't think of a lot of girls who made their Barbies fight, but, you know, gender stereotypes being what they were back then. But so it makes me think, like, maybe that's my headcanon is this is just a little boy pulling out and playing, setting up the levels. Like, I used to set up worlds in every different room in my house.
Yeah.
Because you had the two universes, the Holland universe and the Nance universe. And, you know, each
it's room, like Marvel and DC.
Each room was like a different planet.
No, really. We would call each other, like, on the phone for 2 hours, like, each night, giving each other updates of what was going on.
Yeah, because we divide up the army, so we had to know what, when we switched back sides, we had to know what the other side was up to. So it was all, the story continued.
I get it. I understand. I'm just amazed that you were on the phone for 2 hours. Yeah.
He would call me, and then I'd have to call him back.
He would call you?
He would call me and tell me to call him because I had area calling. He didn't, so it wouldn't cost anything.
So my phone book, my parents were fresh because my phone bill was like 40 nickel charges where I would call Josh and have him call me back. Don't let him answer. Let it ring once, then hang up, and then he'll just know it's you and call back.
This is a weird tangent. It has nothing to do with Smash Bros.
Right.
But you saying nickel charges reminded me. Have I told you about the time that...
Is this a blowjob joke?
I tell you guys about the time I made 80 cents.
I was in middle school and made 80 cents so I could buy chocolate milk.
My sister, do you guys know what emojis are? You know what emojis are, Josh? Josh, do you know what emojis are?
You've never sounded older than. You guys know what emojis are.
There's just little cute graphics on your phone that you can send to one another.
Say if you smile at a text that your friend sends you, you can then send a physical representation of a smiley face so that the individual on the other end who cannot see your face knows that you are in fact smiling at them.
So I'm assuming you guys know what emojis are. My sister uses them incessantly, all the time, fucking all the time, all the time, all the time. And it got to the point where she was just sending messages with just emojis. And I would have to like decipher what she meant by like, okay, well this cat's crying, but then this cat's smiling real big, but then this cat has hearts for eyes. So what are those things? I don't know what these things mean together.
See, because my instinct is not something you would want to ask your sister.
So. I don't get that joke, so I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
So she kept sending me these long lines of emojis, and I got really fucking frustrated with it. And my parents pay her cell phone bill, so I just said, hey, you know those cost, each time you send one of those, each time you send one of those, it costs a nickel. There was fucking silence from her for 15 minutes. And then she said, are you serious? And I said, yeah, like, do you send this many to everybody?
It takes more data to send the pictures than the nickel.
And she was like, yeah, I do. I send a lot of these. I was like, oh, shit, have you seen, like, do you know, has dad called you yet about the phone bill? No. And then I, since I'm a great brother, immediately called my mom. It was like, hey, I just convinced Dana that... each emoji she sends costs a nickel. And she laughed for like 5 minutes. I was like, so just keep this going for as long as possible. And then my mom convinced me to tell her that wasn't true, unfortunately.
You know,
you wouldn't have called your dad, who would have then angrily called your sister to keep the joke going.
My dad might have actually believed
you're dropping out of school.
Yeah, he would have gone off the deep end, I'm sure.
I feel this way whenever I'm on Reddit sometimes, where people just communicate back and forth between with memes. Sometimes even without or GIFs, you know, without
that I understand.
Yeah,
that is
so that's, okay. That's you get that because that's normal. You've slowly like stepped into that cold water, you know, just edged in a little at a time. But yeah, then your sister slams you with these emojis that you have no idea. But
how'd you say it? Did you say, am I saying it wrong? You said it emojis. Like, you said it all like Japanese. You're like,
emojis.
Yeah.
She's your sister, send you emojis. I'm so high right now.
What's the plural of emojis?
Emoji. It depends on what species.
Emojoshes.
Emojician?
I'm an emojician with a lot of emojis.
But no, it always makes me wonder if that's just how like in the future, people are just going to communicate by sending graphics to each other.
Memes and emojis?
No text, just...
We just devolve back into hieroglyphics.
Yeah. So. Or when we get the Google brain implant, are we just going to send thoughts to each other? Just a rapid succession of...
Ooh, no one wants that.
Pictures.
I don't think the world's ever going to be ready for that. Or it's just like every woman in the world is like, oh, so many dicks. So many dicks.
Put up my dick filter. Silence for days on end.
Maddening silence.
I look forward to the phone calls, like in 20 years, where people, like, oh, it's a business call. Hello? Eggplant teardrops nose. Cat face.
Happy cat face. Cat face with hearts for eyes.
Eggplant hand pile of shit. Wedding ring.
Yeah, I don't get them. I don't get these emojis, guys.
Our next April Fools will be us doing a podcast entirely in saying emojis.
So it's not that outlandish, kid playing with his toys. Because, I mean, Mario 2 was a dream. Mario 3 was a play.
Yeah.
No, Smash Bros. Is just a kid playing with his toys.
Have I ever talked about how Saint Zach uses the term when he's making love with a woman? He uses the term. The first time he told me that he met a girl and smashed, he said he smashed with her. I was legitimately confused because that's the verb we always use when we would play Smash Brothers. Like, hey man, you want to come over and smash? I had no idea that my male friends were all propositioning me.
I smashed with her. Cool, who'd she make?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my dick. I didn't know your dick was in Super Smash Brothers. I mean, speaking of that, who is everybody's main in this iteration?
This, whenever I first started playing, I immediately went for Link. Played Link, got pretty good with him, mm-hmm. and then I decided to try Ness out. And it took me a while to get really good with Ness.
Is totally mastering, different.
Yeah, mastering the PK Thunder jump. But once I finally did, I remember I went to Nolan, spent like a weekend doing nothing but practicing with Ness, and finally got good at him. And actually, he's been my main since.
In every iteration.
Every iteration of Smash Brothers, I usually go for Ness now.
Kirby's my main, so I gravitated to Kirby immediately. He is a little different in this version. I don't think he's as powerful, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I can't pull my signature move off where I swallow an enemy and then walk off the ledge, killing us both.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that because in this version, when you swallow an enemy, you're stationary. You have to stay still.
That cuts down on tactics dramatically.
Yeah, a little bit. And then they change... everything else kind of stays the same. They change the way that you spit an enemy out as well. It's more difficult to, if you absorb somebody's power, you have to taunt in order to get rid of their power. You can't just press down like you can at every version since. So it was kind of a pain in the ass, like figuring that stuff out. I played Kirby for a while, and then I started playing Mario a lot because I feel like I was better with Mario in this version of the game than I have been with any version since. I felt like he was more powerful in this version.
I feel like Mario and, oddly enough, Pikachu.
Yeah.
Because, like, Thunder is really, really powerful. And I feel like they pulled back on that for the Wii U, but even in Melee,
yeah,
Thunder is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But I was so excited to see Ness again. So like I made Ness 100%. I don't think I hardly even touched any of the characters in this version just because I was so happy to see Ness. Mm-hmm. Because like I'd heard about Mother 2, Earthbound 2, but it was getting canceled, you know, for the disc drive, and Earthbound wasn't a critical success. So I really thought like I'm just never gonna get to see him again. And then out of nowhere, yeah, he's in this game of all places. Yeah. It was like, fuck yes.
Yeah, outside of our circle of friends, like nobody I knew had even heard of Earthbound. And then, yeah, he's now all of a sudden in this big game. Everybody's like, who is this guy? Yeah. I know.
Yeah, he's from an amazing game. You should play it. That doesn't sound like a good game.
Yeah.
That's why I involved my amiibos. That's why I have an entire row of just Ness. He was the first and only amiibo I had for a long time.
And now the first and only amiibo I have. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. You probably hear me blowing my nose and wiping it a lot. I don't think I have a cold. I think this is just about the right time. Something blooms that I am allergic to, and my allergies kick in for like the next month and a half.
It's fun times. Mold. Allergies fun times.
Mold, I think it is.
You said that you picked Link immediately, Josh. Can you explain to me why Link looks like a mutant in this game?
You mean that, like, the opening intro, the, like, stare, like, as soon as he looks at the screen? Oh, man, yeah.
He looks like, he does not look like any version of Link I've ever seen. He looks, what he reminds me of is, you know that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail where they dress a woman up like a witch? That's what he looks like. Because, like, he just kind of looks, he looks kind of like Link, and then they just, like, put a big beak like just in the middle of his face, and it's just like, does this look like a Link to everybody? Yeah, we're good, everything looks fine, we shouldn't change anything. Okay, all right, it's Link. I don't know, he looked really, really bizarre, but yes, yeah. I was specifically thinking of in the intro where he cuts quick to the camera, right, and he does look like it looks like if you like described what Link looks like to a 7-year-old and they drew him, that's kind of what it reminded me of.
I don't think Majora's Mask was out at this point, so I think this is still just taking him cut and paste from Orochimaru of Time and then insert, drop him in here. So.
Is that what he looks like?
Yeah.
Does he really?
He looks very, very similar. I mean, the camera angle is different, but yeah,
you're staring at his back more often than not.
It's the same, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's totally the same.
Oh, I can tell you right now, not going to like that game.
I've got the 3DS version if you want to borrow it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Because that Link looks rough. It looks rough. Really rough.
We can talk about all the characters. I wrote them all to see. Of course, Mario and Luigi. Luigi, I don't really like Luigi much in this game. I guess I've never really played Luigi much in any Smash Brothers.
I like how he looks completely disinterested. I think that's really funny. And like when you unlock him, they refer to him as the eternal understudy, which I think is also very funny.
Mm, I like that. I like that a lot. Let's see. Donkey Kong. I've seen a few people main Donkey Kong, but like, man, I just don't like Donkey Kong at all in these games because you basically just have to do that move where he powers up his punch and then starts glowing, or where he just pounds the ground, and that's like what he's good for.
He's the second weirdest looking character in the game.
I've never been good with the slow heavy hitters in these games. Yeah, yeah. Ganon, Bowser, yeah, any of them
that come out later. It's weird, I think, because Ganondorf is like, and like high tiered tournament play, people use Ganondorf a lot in Melee. So, yeah, I don't know. I like Bowser okay in Melee. I would play Bowser, but I don't like Donkey Kong at all.
I heard that they wanted to put Bowser in this game, but
they wanted. Let's see what I wrote it down. Peach, Zelda, Bowser, Meowth, the Pokemon.
Yeah, I heard about
were
that.
All supposed to be in it, but they got cut for budget reasons and console restraints. Because yeah, Meowth has been like on the cusp of like almost every game, and they just don't do it. I mean, why? I don't know why Jigglypuff made the cut. Why, like, of all this huge library, how about this pink Pokemon? I don't understand why.
Why they kept Jigglypuff? Because they throw in a lot of different Pokemon that, you know, Mew or Mewtwo. What is it? Lucario?
Lucario.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Greninja.
Yeah.
I think the big reason they use Jigglypuff is because he looks very close to Kirby, and it was easy to be like, all right.
Put bigger eyes on it.
Yeah, put bigger eyes, little puff of hair. Yeah, we're good. New character. Budget restraints. Yay.
But I guess he's like the challenge character, though, because Jigglypuff, the sing ability is good, but other than that, Jigglypuff sucks pretty badly.
Yeah.
So, I think there's a challenge in Melee to like to beat Giga Bowser with Jigglypuff, which is an incredibly difficult feat, but...
Who else is in there?
Let's see. Samus.
Mm-hmm. Samus. Yeah, I've never been good with Samus.
I've wanted to be good with Samus. I remember practicing a lot.
People love Samus in this game.
And the computer is really good with Samus.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like Samus is like, next to Mario, Samus is supposed to be like the power character.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah, I've never heard... She controls... I mean, that's one thing I like. Each character is like, in a lot of fighting games, like you just have your certain types that are all controlled pretty similar. Like everyone in this game feels very different to play.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see. Of course, Ness, Yoshi, Jacob mains Yoshi. He's the only person I've ever seen do it. I'm not crazy about Yoshi. I've never been good at Yoshi. Kirby, of course. Fox. For the longest time, Ramon main Fox. He's just incredibly quick, and he has that.
And he's a flash. Really good character to play if you can keep him like controlled. Otherwise, you're flying off the stage. That was always the problem I had with him.
See, in this game, I felt like if anybody was Fox and I was Ness, like game over, man, because like absorbing energy as Ness. So like, because Fox is like, because you have that quick move that you can do by pressing like the A button that Fox just fires his laser beam.
Yeah.
But of course, there are a few characters that can absorb that kind of stuff. So, and regain, like Ness has a lot of maneuvers throughout the whole course of the game where he will absorb energy and lower his percentage, which I feel is like his strong hidden trait. Pikachu, Jigglypuff, and one that, I mean, I was a fan of it at the time, but even confused, Captain Falcon.
Yeah, I did want to talk about Captain Falcon, too, because that was one of the few racing games that I actually enjoyed. But was there ever, like, any, like, pictures of Captain Falcon before? I mean,
just in the instruction booklet.
Okay, so it was, like, so they did have something to go by. They didn't just pull this character out of their ass and like Captain Falcon from F-Zero.
Make
him say Falcon Punch. Okay,
it does seem weird that like out of those characters that were like they wanted to put in the game that they decided to like not put Bowser in but put Captain Falcon in. The rumor that I heard is that Falcon looks a lot like the faceless models that they were using in Dragon King, and that it was really easy to take one of the Dragon King characters and just make him Captain Falcon. Mm. Okay. So that's the rumor that I've heard. I don't know if it's true, but it sounds reasonable because, once again, this game was done on a shoestring budget.
Yeah, because, I mean, even in, like, F-Zero, like, it's not like he was, like, painted as, like, the leader or, like, the best racer or anything like that.
Right.
So for them to – and then I guess it sort of made his character because then after this, then he becomes a presence in – the next F-Zero game for GameCube, I think, is the next one that came out after this. And then I guess they had to make up his fire moveset and things like that because, I mean, he had no development character-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. If it was a Dragon King?
I think it was Dragon King or Dragon Kings or something like that.
Game, I could very easily see his Falcon Punch being like a Dragon Punch.
Yeah, it
would be easy to just kind of tweak those a little bit.
It's also hard to tell because, like, from that original game... I think there's no video footage. There's like all the information we have on it goes just from interviews and 5 photographs that were released. So,
because I feel like that was one of the breakout things about this game was the Falcon Punch. Because remember the first time you pick Captain Falcon and like you see him power up and then the huge burst of fire, you're like, fuck, I have to hit somebody with that. Oh fuck, I have to hit somebody with that. Because I love every knockout in this game is like, it's so satisfying to do like the immediate fly off, an explosion. Because, like, yeah, I was so hesitant at first about, like, how much, like, this sounds bad. Sit down and play it. Man, this is so good. This is such a fun way to play. And fighting games, I hate special moves. Like I said right. before, I'm garbage at them. So this being a fighting game where it's not inputting combos.
Right.
It's just strategy about what hits you use when.
Yeah.
Love it. Way, yeah. I'm way better at this than I am a traditional fighting game.
You are. And I agree. I like how it works. I like that you really only have two buttons that attack. And then you just have to worry about your mobility and then your throws and your shield.
Yeah, it is really approachable. Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's not it's like sitting down for Street Fighter. Oh, you want to be halfway decent in this game? Here's a list of 10 moves. Memorize how to put them in and get your timing perfect. You don't have to worry about that. You just have to worry about what items drop and when and if you get the hammer or not.
Yeah.
So it's a lot more up to chance. Yeah, I feel like, but
you can turn those options off.
Yeah.
Which I like doing because I do like playing Smash Brothers games with items off and stock instead of.
Oh, yeah. Stock. Yeah.
And I feel like we're in the minority for liking to play like that because I've always set it to stock 4 lives. And then that's just how you play.
Yeah.
Like, but a lot of other people do it timer-wise, and playing with stock makes you play, if you're low on lives and high on percentage, you're hiding and throwing items, and you're, as opposed to just when you're counting lives over time, everyone's just a clusterfuck of straight offense the entire time. And I think that is how most people play.
Yeah, and but it is interesting that, like, just changing those elements of the game, like, modify how people play the game drastically. Because you're right. I mean, you take lives out of the game, and all of a sudden you don't have to play defensively because your life means less.
Yeah. See, and I still love playing on stock. I have no intention of going back to the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's another good point. You mentioned before, each character has their own, like, unique play style, like they play very different. Your strategies depending on whether items are in the game or not, whether you're playing stock or timer, and the levels I feel like are really different because you've got a totally different strategy. I can't think of the name of it. It's like Brian Star maybe, the Zebus. Metroid.
There's Zebus. Yeah,
or you've got the rotating platform.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then Hyrule Castle is going to be like totally different. You know, your strategies are going to be completely different. So
yeah. So the levels in this game I wrote down too. There are two levels in this game that have never reappeared in any Smash Brothers. One being Peach's Castle.
Which that's unlockable, right?
Yeah. I don't recall if it's unlockable or not.
Because there's one stage that's unlockable. I think it's Peach's Castle.
Because you see Peach's Castle from Mario 64. It's in the background. But then you're on some sort of weird platform. It has like two triangles, platforms floating on either side. And then the bouncer circles, whatever, up high.
Okay.
And people load this stage because there's a tactic I'm not familiar with. Ledge grabbing is what people use a lot in this game. And in this version, technically speaking, throws are more powerful than in any other version. And then you have to be facing a ledge to grab it.
Okay.
In other versions, you can be facing away, like do a jump and not make it and ledge grab.
Okay.
In this one, you have to alter direction or be facing it. In that level, you can't ledge grab, so if you're close to the edge of something, you're just falling off.
Gotcha.
People hated that. Can't read Hyrule. This version of Hyrule Castle doesn't appear again. Like you see.
Yeah, this is a boring. It's fine, because this is a boring Hyrule Castle.
Yeah. There's just a tornado in it for some reason.
Yeah, and it's just single level.
Let's see. There's I think Mushroom Kingdom, like the 8-bit Mario Mushroom Kingdom,
is probably the unlockable one.
Saffron City from Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
Yoshi's Island, which I think like the level everyone plays on because they feel like it's the most balanced is Wisteria Woods.
Yeah, that's what they use in tournament play.
Yeah,
is Dreamland.
I think after that it's Yoshi's Island and then everything else. I love Star Fox's ship. That's probably my favorite level in this game. There's also Zebus with the lava coming up. I hate that.
Yep.
The Congo Jungle. I hate that level too. The barrels throwing you everywhere.
Yeah.
There is the stage where you fight Metal Mario, like the diamond sort of stage with Metal Mario in it. And there, of course, they're the bonus stages in this game that are, I think it's cool because they're all different based on who you're playing. So you use their skills.
That is cool. What is also nice is that if you fail the bonus stage, you don't lose a life. That's nice. I feel like if it was something where if you failed it, you lost a life, then it all of a sudden is not only forcing you to do something different, but it's punishing you for not being good at a thing that isn't fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because to get all of the targets and stuff, you have to really know their moveset really well and figure it out. But
it's an interesting way to kind of get the player to experiment with moves.
I guess I should also talk about the TV the U.S. TV commercial for this game.
I never seen it.
Before I came over here, I actually was sitting down. I want to watch the commercial again. And I watched all the existing Super Smash Brothers commercial, even for the newer ones. And this one is by far the best one.
Because it's... what's the theme song that's playing?
It's... shit.
It's an old song, like...
So Happy Together.
So Happy Together. Yeah. There you go. And it's, Yoshi, Mario, Donkey Kong, and Pikachu all holding hands and skipping together in a forest. That song is playing.
Holy shit. Yeah. I have seen this.
Yeah.
It's been so fucking long since I've thought about this.
Yeah, then they stop and all start beating the shit out of each other. Super Smash Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You just kind of summoned that thought back up in my mind. Huh.
But this apparently, the ad campaign over here was super successful because of that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
People recognized it and loved it. We're like, we've always wanted to see this. We've always wanted to have these characters fight.
Yeah.
Who is better? This is perfect. And it just.
I think that was the big success of the game. I think the whole let's take this cool idea for a fighting game and make it all Nintendo characters. Mm-hmm. I think that was the draw for a lot of people. Yeah. You've never seen these video games come together before, and oh, cool, it's actually a fun game. That's even better. Yeah.
Because remember the people talked about the teaser on Nintendo's website just being like all they had was just a small clip of Link fighting Samus, and then that was like a 5-second clip. People were like, what the fuck was that? How does that happen? So it is.
What happened to Link? What did he fall into a vat of chemicals?
It sold 5 million copies here, making it the fifth best selling N64 game.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
For what it was, yeah.
It's all right. Fifth, meh.
But of course, I mean, really, it's once you've played Melee, it's hard to go back and but playing this when it was out before it got better, this was amazing.
I still had fun with it. I'll say that much. I never played it, and I've played all of the other Smash Brothers games, and I still had fun going back and playing this game for the first time. So,
the frame for having four players with shit going on, the frame rate is still pretty good.
Shit, I think there's some things that actually look better in this version than other versions. Like when Pikachu shocks somebody. You can for a frame, you can see their skeleton.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's in the other games.
You see the bunny ears in March.
Right? <Yeah. laughs> I don't know if that's in the other Smash Brothers games because maybe it's more difficult to see because everything's way, way zoomed out in the newer versions. Mm-hmm. But that was one of those where I was like, holy shit, that's some pretty good detail that they put in this game.
Yeah. I remember, maybe it was Melee, right? GameCube.
I'm trying. I'm trying to remember that for at least the rest of the episode.
It just became an unspoken rule whenever you're playing. If you're playing on the big maps, and you're really just don't spread out. If you're gonna go to the back corner and try to hold on as long as you can because you've only got one more life left. You don't go to that far bottom of the screen so that it doesn't zoom out so bad and just ruin everybody else's experience. So.
I only play this game single player, so it was always zoomed in really, really tight. Mm. I wish I could have played this game multiplayer, but I kind of imagine it would just be single player, but more fun. I thought the single player wasn't varied enough, honestly. It follows a very strict pattern where it's like no matter who you're playing, you fight the same things in the same order. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, first character you're going to fight is going to be Link. And then you're going to fight a team of 18 Yoshis. And then you're going to fight, and then you're going to do the bonus level. And then you're going to fight a whole bunch of Kirbys. And then you're going to fight. And you'll eventually, it's the same exact pattern. So,
maybe whenever you guys are doing research for this, maybe you figured this out. I've always wondered this. Why? Okay, so in the game, you're fighting other players or whatever, other characters. It's based on a percentage. The higher percentage is, the further you fly away whenever you get hit, and the goal is to knock them off the screen.
Yeah.
Except for Master Hand, the final boss,
right. Mm-hmm.
Who has hit points.
Right.
And it's just a matter of getting him down to zero. So why? Why is that? Why is Master Hand different like that? Why? Like, is there some kind of implication there? Is there?
Research on this game, people seem to think that is the representation of Smash Brothers being the new way to do fighting games, and that is you tearing down the old system.
Mm. Mm. So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's also, you're breaking a kid's hand. Which is how this game, like,
Woody always wanted to break Andy's hand. You could tell.
Oh, it's so weird because it's like, yeah, the game ends, so you defeat Master Hand, and then it's just a cutscene, like a first person view of the character you've been playing this entire game going limp on a desk, like Woody, like when Andy opens the door, it's just like limp, and then it's the slow walk backwards out of the room.
Let's see. I love it's awesome when you're playing multiplayer and then suddenly you get that crowd chant.
Yeah, the crowd is an amazing touch in this whole series. Which you never see the crowd. But it always gets me going when, like, you hear the crowd clapping when you've done something good, and then like you said, they start chanting Kirby, Kirby. Mm-hmm. And it made me think when I was playing this game, I was like, is that why I like Guile's level in Street Fighter so much? Because, like, and then in Mortal Kombat, the original, I like Shang Tsung's courtyard where there's people in the background. You see, like, an audience, you see a crowd.
And why you can't play Guitar Hero?
Yeah, naturally.
They love me. Look at that. Listen to those fans.
Those are my people.
Oh shit! What was it? Primal Rage? Is that the
dinosaurs?
Yeah, where you're playing as dinosaurs, and you got your worshippers like cheering you on, and you can eat them to gain health back.
Yeah.
Why the fuck have we not done Primal Rage?
I don't know.
Have we not done Primal Rage?
I'm down,
Josh.
Yeah, definitely down. Okay, definitely down. We'll go find that Mr. Geddes that still has it on arcade form, and we'll play.
We can check at Trader's Mall.
Yeah,
they still had it last time I checked.
Well, what is that? There was a sequel to Primal Rage that was like on a super limited number of cabinets before they were like, no, we're not going to do this.
Oh man!
So I think there's one of them like kind of nearby. There's kind of, like, one of them within driving distance.
I'm down. We'd do that.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
One thing I think it's weird about this game as a Pokemon fan that. Because one of the items is a Pokeball that will come down. You throw at your enemy, a random Pokemon comes out for random effect. It can be either something devastating or something super shitty. And this one, it's Goldeen. Because you'll throw it, and Goldeen will pop out and just flop on the ground and then vanish. You know, loss of Pokeball. Why it's not Magikarp?
Yeah.
Because Magikarp's the useless Pokemon. Like, Goldeen's actually a decent Pokemon in the game. I don't know.
That's weird.
In Japan, the beam sword has the same sound effects as a lightsaber.
Oh man. I want that.
They changed it for the American release because they were afraid of Lucasfilm.
They definitely would have gotten sued. Oh man, but I want that.
Fighting Metal Mario in this fucking game was fuck Metal Mario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the only part I ever really had trouble with, was just trying to get Metal Mario knocked off.
I had trouble with the polygon fight where you had to fight like 30 of the polygonal warriors, which I love.
You get cocky, that's why, because at the very beginning you're like knocking them out left and right, and you're like, yeah, I got this, and then it just death of a thousand cuts, man. They just
they swarm you. I do love, like, before you go into a match, they show you on the left and they show your opponent slash opponents on the right. I do love it when you're fighting the 30 polygon warriors because it just looks like the game broke on the right side of the screen because it's just a whole bunch of like untextured shapes, just like jagged coming out of the screen. It looks kind of like you just beat Pac-Man essentially. The game is destroyed.
I think the sound effects are pretty good, but what I think is so good in every level is the music because they tailor, I mean, every character's music is in the theme. And like, and this is the first time like Orochimaru of Time is out. So,
yeah,
but they don't use any of that. They use the old Zelda theme for Link in this game, which I think is really great because it, for something about that theme just always triggers more nostalgia for me than any other. Like, I love the orchestrated themes and everything like that, but them using that, I just felt was really, really good.
Now you mentioned sound effects. There's nothing more satisfying than hearing that that the bat sound whenever you get the home run bat and you connect. Yeah. Oh, that is so satisfying.
Did you feel like there were less items in this game? And I mean, by that I mean they showed up less frequently than in later versions. Because I really did feel like when I saw a crate or a barrel show up with items in it, it was like, oh, holy shit. I need to go get that.
You wouldn't get multiple Maxim tomatoes in a stage like you will in the other iterations.
So I thought that was interesting that they decided to crank those up in later versions.
You mentioned you don't like playing with items. You usually turn them off. I do like playing with items, though. I don't like the healing items.
Yeah.
Like, I like the others typically, but
they're fun.
Yeah.
They're fun, but here's what I feel like. I hate the feeling of, especially like playing online and the new version, I hate the feeling of, oh man, I've really gotten good as this character. I've really gotten good, and I want to really focus on defeating my opponents by using those skills that I've picked up, and then it's just a rain of fucking hammers. It's just like, oh great, I can't fucking do anything, and I lost the match because that two hammers spawned.
Yeah,
That sucks.
That's true. Although I feel like in the hammer was devastating in this game and in Melee, but in other versions, like every time I pick up a hammer, the head just flies off. Now it's like, don't even fuck with it. Either it's that gold hammer or you don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of my notes. I know the shield mechanic is, you know, in this game, but in this one, a throw will automatically overcome it.
Yeah, throws are awesome.
So
that's how I beat. That's how I would beat Metal Mario. Is just beat the shit out of him and then throw him. Just throw him off the stage.
Because that's the thing about, because the metal is a power up in other games.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, you're hard to hit, hard to knock off, but you can't fucking jump.
Yeah.
Like, if you get knocked off, you're just dead.
Which I felt like really sucked when I was Kirby, because Kirby's throw is you jump straight up in the air and then essentially pile drive them. So it's not like a throw, like you're not throwing them any distance, you're just throwing for damage.
Yeah.
It would do like fucking 30% damage though.
Yeah, that's. I think they definitely changed that in the rest of the versions because
it's insanity.
Brokenly powerful. It's insanity. In this game. You guys have any achievements?
I do. I've got two achievements.
All right.
The first achievement is originally titled, creatively titled Flashback. And in order to unlock Flashback, as Mario, you need to. Okay, there's a stage. There's a stage in this game where you fight a giant Donkey Kong. He's just Donkey Kong, but he's giant. So in order to unlock Flashback, you need to be playing Mario, and you need to smash open a barrel with the hammer while fighting giant Donkey Kong, and you unlock Flashback. My second achievement is, it's pretty good. I hope you're ready. Curb your enthusiasm. That's K-I-R-B, your enthusiasm. In order to unlock that, you need to absorb, as Kirby, you need to absorb the power of the 11 other opponents.
Pretty good. Josh, anything top of your head?
I didn't at first, but I think Saint Zach might have inspired me to
smash them guts.
This achievement is just called Smash Bros. And you have to be playing as Mario and Luigi and pause the game right at the perfect time to make it look like they're in some lewd sexual position.
Because that's one of the levels where if you're not one of them, you fight them like on the single player. You fight Mario and Luigi together as a team.
Yeah.
I've got two achievements. One being Beastmaster. And that is you have Mario beats the team of Yoshis and giant Donkey Kong without taking 100% damage.
Okay.
And the other is give me credit where credit is due. And at the end of this game, after you beat it, when the credits roll forward, you can shoot all of them like this weird little mini game.
Uh-huh.
So you shoot every single one of the credits and you unlock give me credit where credit is due.
It's not fun in this version. Yeah. It's the problem. Because like you shoot the credit and it like pauses the credits and gives you like this little balloon that like has more information on that person. So it's not like, I loved it in Melee because it's like this, yeah, it's this fast-paced like shooter where you just blast the names. But in this one, it's actually like, it's when it came up, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot this is a thing. And then I shot a name and it froze. And I was like, this person worked on this project and this project and this project. And it's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and hold down the start button so this thing goes by really fucking fast.
So I think if you shoot all of them, you also get like a Donkey Kong sticker or something at the end.
Really?
Something happens.
It's like they mail you one?
Yeah. Thanks for looking at all our names. Yeah. Here's the sticker.
Hey, Nolan, welcome back. Thanks for the sticker.
Just giving you a sticker.
Cool hologram, bro. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had fun today.
Yeah.
Talking about this game. Talking about this classic. This old chestnut known as Super Mario Bros. Super Smash Bros. Sorry. Before we close things out, though, I've got a couple questions for you. The first of being, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would it be?
I'd have to give it Bruce Lee's beard made of his chi. Because he doesn't physically have a beard. But if you can somehow see his chakra, his chi,
he
is surrounded by a bearded dragon of his fierceness.
I see it.
There you go. That one. That thing.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses that sum up how you feel about it, what kind of glasses would it be?
I give it one single solitary lens. I give it the lens of truth. From the N64 Zelda series,
okay,
in which it seems like the people at Nintendo had a hard time seeing the value in this game, Iwata and Sakurai had the lens of truth to be like, we see gold and treasure and a gaming achievement here.
We didn't masturbate in a glove for 3 months to make this. You better publish it.
No, you gotta make the cum gloves. We can make this game. You ever play Glover? That's what it is.
I got one more question. This is for both of you guys. I want to know how much is this game on Amazon? What do you think? How much is this game on Amazon? How much is it used? What do you think?
$45.
$45, says Tyler. Josh.
At the time of this recording?
Josh, at the time of this recording, how much do you think this game is on Amazon used?
I'm going to go with $70.
$70. Actual retail price of Super Smash Bros. Used for the Nintendo 64 at the time of this recording is $49.99. Tyler, you take it.
God, that is a lot for a used game. There are 5 million floating around out there.
Yes, it is. This is why I purchased it on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Or rather the Wii. The Wii Virtual Console. Because that was $10.
Still a good purchase. It's all right.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
$10? Yeah, this is definitely worth $10.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd buy it for $50 because I could just buy the latest version for almost, you know, just a little bit over that.
Yeah, this is I'd like to have this game, but yeah, that's just, man, that's crazy. I guess all those, is that Next to Conker's Bad Fur Day? Is this like one of the more expensive games we've come across?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and I always see people on Reddit asking for this one too, asking for trades and like, what's a good price? And people are always trying to wheel and deal like, hey man, I see you got Super Smash Bros. On your list. Will you sell it for $40?
You said Super, so you have to say Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers. I see you got Smash. They don't like to shorten things on Reddit. They're like to be very professional in all manners.
They capitalize the THERS at the end of it.
Yes.
So you have to say it.
Guys, how much do you think this game is new on Amazon? This is just for funsies. We're not keeping score on this one.
$3.50.
$3.50. $3.50?
Yes. It's much cheaper.
Much less expensive.
I'm going to go with 200.
200 bucks. I think Tyler's cheating. I think Tyler is looking up answers. He is also very, very close like he was for the used price. Actual retail value, Super Smash Brothers new on Amazon at the time of the recording was $360. Very close. Very close.
I'm just watching a lot of Prices Right and Wii Plays, so.
I know. I get it. I see you got the... I can see... Bless you.
Yo.
I can see the reflection of your laptop and that TV screen. I see you got it pulled up.
Oh, man. I apologize, audience, for my allergies.
No, they love it. This is like being in the room with you. Hey, look. They had to listen to me cough and fucking...
Yeah, they just cry and sniffle over here.
They listen to me cough and fucking...
Fucking. Josh, we can make that happen.
Yeah. We can.
You got work early tomorrow?
No, I'm all yours, baby. You smash that. You smash that hard.
Peach, eggplant, peach emoji, crying emoji. Thanks for coming on, Josh. It's late for you, plus you had a horrible, horrible day at work.
Yeah.
But you still came out. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything for you guys.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode. We haven't really decided what we're going to do. We'll see.
Primal Rage.
Primal Rage.
Yeah, totally. Totally down. Totally down to eat some worshippers. I'm always down for that.
And then next Original Flavor Wednesday, we will be starting part one of two of... The Ocarina of Time?
You said it right.
The Legend of Zelda.
You said it right.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
If in the meantime, if you want to help us out, iTunes, biggest marketplace by far. It's where everybody goes to get their podcast. They have a shitty app, but that's where everybody goes.
Yeah.
So if you would, find Tadpog on iTunes. Go to review. Leave a 5-star written review.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Right.
5-star written review.
Do a lot of things.
Yeah. Please. And then when it asks you
to create a fake email address.
No. We can't. Yeah, we can't say that.
Oh.
We can't say that.
But I can say that.
No. We can't say that. We can't stop anyone from doing that.
Yeah. Or going to Walmart, Sears, Target, opening up all those different lines of credit.
Destroy your credit.
Just open up. Just don't use them. It's fine. Just open up tons of credit cards. So then you could have tons of different iTunes accounts. I mean, people do it. It's a thing you do. I don't know why you would want multiple accounts on iTunes, but if you have one, which you should only have one, right? If you have your one, subscribe, 5-star written review, and that little box where you type in your review, you can go ahead and just mention like a game you want us to review or like a guest host you want for an episode. Whatever, it's fine. You know, this still gets a written 5-star review up there. It's great. And then whatever you put in that box, we promise we will get to it eventually.
You know, I bet they do that. I bet they open up all those different iTunes accounts so that they can buy the Beatles songs over and over again. They're like, you know what? I already bought it, but I want to buy it again. I want to support these almost all dead musicians. Paul, it's fine.
I mean, Ringo's struggling, so let's just buy them over and over and over again.
Didn't Michael Jackson own? No, it was the opposite, right?
No, Michael Jackson, he did own.
Who owns them now?
I have no idea.
Disney, probably.
Probably Disney. Probably Disney, yeah. That's a very good point. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We are going to be talking about something. In the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. You can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. If you have something to add about Super Smash Brothers, that's a good place to do it on Facebook. Tyler makes an episode post, and you can comment on that, and we read those. You can find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you to everybody who's been retweeting us, especially our episode posts, because those really get the word out. You can call us if you want. Every now and then we'll play some calls on the show every once every month, which is actually probably what we're going to be doing next Monday, we do an all-call show where we catch up on all your voicemails and text messages. Mm-hmm. If you want to be one of those valued listeners that leaves us some messages, you can do that at 270-883-2555. Lastly, there's one more thing you can do with all those credit cards that you open. I want you to like, all right, let's figure out how much money you're going to lose from your credit score dipping a good amount of points for opening up, let's say 25 different credit cards at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's going to ding you. It's going to ding you a little bit. So figure out how much that would affect like maybe a mortgage or something like that. And then you take that dollar amount and just go ahead and donate it to us on Patreon at patreon.com/tadpog. Thank you for everybody who has already donated. We just recently released our first bonus episode on there, Too Hot for Two Dudes. Check that out. If you are a Patreon donor already and you did not get an email notification that there's a bonus episode there, just go to our page, patreon.com/tadpog, and there's a post there where you'll see the episode. You can download it or you can listen to it right there. And we're going to be doing those from here on out. We're going to be doing a bonus episode each month.
Next month is another Josh Nance gem, which is Zork Part 2.
Yep.
He probably didn't ever think he'd hear that again because we recorded that a long time ago and then lost it for a long time.
Right.
But Dave found it.
All right. Yeah.
Eggplant, smiley face.
Good. 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 That wasn't a huge waste of time emoticon.
Emoji.
Sorry. Emoji.
Josh, our theme song.
Tyler, that would be Moves.
Who is it by?
Sycamore Drive.
Where can only that track be found?
In the show notes at tadpog.com.
Todd Pog.
I get it.
Todd Pog.
I get it. It's late. I do get it. I did feel like the last 10 minutes, like the whole outro was just like, oh, tired.
Just the outro is all muscle memory.
Yeah, from now on. Pretty much.
My jaw knows what to do.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Eggplant.
Drowning emoticon. So how do we want to close this one out?
I think we should leave it up to Josh.
Yeah.
Can we all hold hands and come at the same time? can we do that?
If Nicole was here, yes.
It's just, I mean, that's the only way we can do it. It's the only way we can do it.
I don't have a glove to fill up. Yeah. So.
We won't feel comfortable unless...
Comfortable.
You're silly. You're a silly boy.
I only want all of us to feel comfortable together. Yeah, just Josh.
That was my idea. Apparently, you turned it down. So what's your idea that I can chew down?
Emoticons? Emojis?
Yeah, believe you. Tyler, have you heard of these things called emojis?
Sorry.
I'm familiar with emoticons. I was born in 1981. Yes. Those came around when I was like 10.
Colon parentheses. Yes. It's very different. Or... I don't know. Fuck it.
I think you should do like Captain Falcon. That's what I think.
Good call. Good call. So until next time... Trump! Solid...
Wall of blue. Yeah, that clipped really bad. Really bad. I just imagine like people's speakers in their cars just blowing out.
That was drawn out like a DBZ episode. Shit.
How's that?
Better. Somehow. An innate knowledge.
Keep talking. Ignore the knobs.
Ignore the knobs. Continue to talk.